proposed land transaction. This is a decision. And as always, Dan Budd is here to present this one.
Madam Chair, members of the Commission. On today's agenda, the Department is recommending the acquisition of two properties. The first property is located in Whatcom County along the Nooksack River. The second property is located in Assotin County along Charlie Creek and Assotin Creek. However, before I discuss the individual transactions, I'd like to review the Department's process for acquiring land for fish and wildlife conservation. When acquiring habitat for fish and wildlife, the Department is guided by species and habitat plans that identify conservation and restoration actions that will benefit fish and wildlife. Project scoping and need are identified in these plans. Projects then go through an evaluation and prioritization step, which includes the Lands 2020 process before the Lands transaction step begins. And we are currently going through a Lands 2020 evaluation right now on projects that will be taken to the WWRP program this next spring. For the items the Department is recommending today, the scoping and need step and the evaluation and prioritization step have been completed, and we are now at the land transaction step. We have completed most of the stages within the land transaction step, and we have completed appraisal review, negotiated, and secured options, and are now at the stage of recommending approval by the Fish and Wildlife Commission. A critical stage in implementing our acquisitions is the appraisal of the real property to be acquired. State law requires that real property be appraised before beginning in negotiations. It also requires the agency provide the seller a written statement informing the seller of the agency's determination of value. The source of funding sets a standard for appraisal requirements. The Uniform Standards of Professional Appraisal Practice meets the requirements for state funds, while federal funds require what is commonly referred to as Yellow Book compliant appraisals. And I'd just like to point out that we conduct virtually all of our transactions according to the federal standards, simply because we can then access federal funds in the transaction if later we need to. The Department contracts with independent fee appraisers to conduct the appraisals. We currently have 43 firms under contract, and we request fee quotes from firms experienced with a specific type of property. Appraisals are then reviewed for compliance by the Department's chief appraiser, Sean Kies, who is state certified and also holds the MAI designation from the Appraisal Institute. If federal funds are being used, a review and approval by the federal agency is also required. When appraisals have passed review, a statement of just compensation is issued and negotiations with the landowner can begin. If the landowner negotiations are successful, the Department then brings the transaction forward and recommends approval by the Fish and Wildlife Commission. We are now at that stage with the two transactions the Department is recommending today. The first item is the purchase of approximately 22 acres in the Whatcom County for the Lower Nooksack River Conservation and Restoration Project. The objectives of the Lower Nooksack River Project are to restore and protect wetlands in the Lower Nooksack River floodplain that provide critical habitat for wintering and migrating shorebirds and waterfowl. The project has been reviewed and approved through the Lands 2020 evaluation process. This is a partnership project that has been underway for over a decade and includes Whatcom County, Ducks Unlimited, the Lummi Nation, the Natural Resource Conservation Service, the Nooksack Salmon Enhancement Association, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The Bailey property is located near Ferndale and adjoins the existing Department ownership to the west. The Bailey property is shown here in red, and the existing Department ownership is in green. The property is primarily wetlands with native vegetation. No agriculture or residential property will be impacted by this purchase. The property will be managed as part of the Nooksack unit of the Whatcom Wildlife Area with annual operating costs estimated at $500. Funding for operation will be provided by the existing wildlife area budget. The purchase will be funded by a grant from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service under the National Coastal Wetland Conservation Program. The second item is the purchase of approximately 1,255 acres for the Northern Blue Mountain Bull Trout Recovery Project in Asotin County. The project is located approximately 15 miles southwest of the town of Asotin at the confluence of Asotin Creek and Charlie Creek. This project was reviewed and approved through the department's Lands 2020 process. This is a partnership project with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, the Mule Deer Foundation, and the Inland Northwest Wildlife Council. This project supports the Asotin Mala Watershed Plan. It also supports the Snake Region Salmon Recovery Plan by protecting habitat for federally listed Chinook salmon and bull trout. The drainage has been listed as a wild steelhead refuge and is being used as a reference site for native wild steelhead. Charlie Creek has been identified as an intensively monitored watershed where the results of habitat restoration work will be evaluated against reference sites on other Asotin Creek tributaries. Both Blue Mountain Steppe and Canyon Grassland Steppe vegetation zones occur on this property. This habitat type is significant in the department's sharp-tailed grouse restoration plans. The Asotin Creek Wildlife Area maintains a high level of diversity with over 130 species of birds and 60 species of mammals. Priority species include golden eagle, bald eagle, elk, beaver, and mule deer. The Thornton property lies adjacent to the northern border of the Asotin Creek Wildlife Area. It adjoins the Cook property approved for purchase by the Fish and Wildlife Commission in April of 2012. Charlie Creek and Asotin Creek flow through this property. The property will be managed as a unit of the Asotin Creek Wildlife Area. The annual operation and maintenance costs are estimated at $10,000. The annual payment in lieu of property tax to Asotin County is estimated at $1,250. These costs will be covered by the current wildlife area budget. Funding for the purchase of the property is being provided by a grant from the Recreation and Conservation Office under the Washington Wildlife and Recreation Program. The department recommends the commission approve the land transactions as presented, and I'd be glad to address any questions.
Okay, thanks, Dan. What I really appreciate is that you always anticipate what information we need. So you give us the full range. You know, I don't know if there's going to be any questions because you just offer up everything we're likely to want to know. Commissioner Mencken?
Yes, thank you, Dan. I've been looking for a question to ask you, and I think I found one, but it's probably pretty naive. In the first page here, in the second paragraph, you say that to date over 1,600 acres of private land within the project footprint have been acquired and placed in public or tribal ownership. My question is, what determines whether it goes into tribal ownership? Is if it's on the reservation, then it goes into tribal ownership? Is that what that means?
I believe if it's on the reservation or adjacent to current tribal holdings. We're primarily staying on the east side of the river with our part of the project, and the Lummi Nation is primarily on the west side of the project, or on the west side of the river with the project.
That's true.
Thank you.
Commissioner Schmidt.
Thank you, Chair. In part to answer your question about how well that Dan does in his presentation, he's been Chuck Perry trained. And you can expect questions about amount of maintenance fees, amount of support from the local government. And so, Dan, I want to talk specifically on the Asotin Creek unit. I see that this was being currently grazed, and there, quote, may be continued grazing at appropriate levels. How is that determined, and by whom is it?
The department has a range specialist, Jeff Burnham, I believe is his name, and he will work with the wildlife area manager, Bob Dice, to determine what's appropriate level what an appropriate level of grazing. My understanding is that the cattle are concentrated in some areas where they're wintered over on the property and fed in certain areas, which probably is not impacting the majority of the property anyway.
Any other questions for Dan? I had one, but I can't remember what it was. It's a hazard of waiting until everyone else. But I did want to thank you, too. Big font, public comment, remind me, because I often forget. No one's signed up for public input on this item. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Director Anderson?
My memory serves me correct. There was a conversation with the Soton County Commissioners, I believe it was in 2009, about land acquisitions. There was a series of potential land acquisitions, and I believe this is one of them that was going to occur over time. And at that time, at least, and there may have had a complete turnover in commissioners for all I know, there was in some communication that Steve Pizangra had with the commissioners that they were, I don't want to put too much, I don't want to say they were in favor of it. They may have been in favor of it, but to the best of my knowledge, they weren't objecting to it. I think I can say that from my memory of that conversation. Do you know what, if there's been any additional conversation since that time?
No, I don't. I think the last, at least the last interaction I'm aware of was in around 2010 in a letter communication that I had spoken with Steve, and he said he had gone over this personally with one or more of the commissioners and did not have any negative reaction to the project.
Okay. Anything else?
Just for a point of clarification, Steve met with him here about a week or so ago. Because the way the PILT payments are a little bit behind because of some budgetary.
Okay. Good. There's nothing further. No one has signed up for public input. Commissioner Smith?
Madam Chair, I move approval of proposed land tract expansion as presented.
Do I hear a second?
Also.
The motion's been seconded by Commissioner Carpenter to approve the land transactions as proposed. Further discussion? None. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no.
No.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.